great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and
together we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we've worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump is being criticized for his remarks about coronavirus deaths in Democrat-led states.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer condemned the president for suggesting Democratic-run states are the blame for increasing coronavirus death rates.
What a disgrace. It's monstrous.
President Trump said about the death rate, if you take the blue states out, we're at a level that I don't think anybody in the world would be at.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Attorneys for President Trump's son Eric say he is willing to answer questions about an investigation by New York prosecutors, but wants to wait until after the election.
The New York Attorney General said she's investigating whether the president and his company improperly manipulated the value of the president's assets to secure loans. Eric Trump is an executive vice president at the Trump Organization.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Western.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women. women created by the go. You know the thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more. Gonna take Biden Joel to the old folks' home, cause his mine don't even work no more.
Corn popping Cadillacs, Lady Gaga's got my back. I can't remember Jack, cause my brain is melted wax. We hold these truths to be self-evident, you'll see. All men and women are created, you know the thing. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
Was a bad dude.
If there's no teleprompter, I begin to stutter. Blonde leg hairs in the water. Can I sniff your daughter? Challenge you to push-ups. Tell the working man to shut up. Socialists are fed up. Bernie, you've been set up. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
That's a stupid way to say it.
You know, Donald Trump has asked us.
You know, like we've said a thousand times.
Go ahead.
No, probably best I don't.
The Democrats will do anything. And yesterday, there was a Latinos for Biden rally. I put it on Facebook. You can look it up. Three cars.
Three.
CBS News took a picture of the Latinos for Trump rally and claimed it to be Biden's. This isn't an accident.
No,
this isn't
not.
Somebody who, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, my error. This is deliberate. And this has got to be, you know, it seems like the harder they try to fix this thing, the worse it gets for them.
Because they're wrong. Because they're wrong on every level. That's why.
There was an article today. I forget. The gist of it was, the harder they try, the higher Trump's approval goes.
Mm-hmm.
People have really started to see the forest through the trees on this.
Thank God. People are waking up.
And November 3rd has to be a resounding victory. And as Chad and others say, yeah, you should be very concerned. That's the idea. They want you scared so that... Well, there'll be less trouble if we vote for Biden. And that's when you can kiss your freedom and your ass goodbye, pretty much.
Better believe it.
The America that you've known and loved. You won't, it's like it says in the song, Big Yellow Taxi, sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Gone, and it will be gone.
It is 5:08. Rich's forecast coming up, and again, it's been that kind of, why not? I feel so bad. I know so many people here who have, because the Orange Beach in that area, and I've been there many times, and I love it, but I don't own anything there, but people who do, it's our Alabama Riviera, and the damage there, even Rich said, we certainly knew the storm was coming and where it was going to make landfall, but it was still gaining strength, and it was a strong category too. And some of the images coming out of there are just heartbreaking, so are... Our thoughts to all of you who have to deal with losses down there. And it's covered by insurance, but, you know, that's doesn't make it any easier.
No.
Because there's so many processes, and everybody's going to want to have their place fixed. And so there's going to be delays, and it's just a nightmare. Unfortunately, that's the risk of being close to water at this time of the year. We are at 5:09. We have redeemed the winning word, but we will be having a redeeming conversation of redemption for the market with Brant McDonald here in just a moment. Let's take a quick break for local news and be right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Now that Hurricane Sally has moved on, the recovery process begins. The storm caused major damage in South Alabama and along the Gulf Coast. In central Alabama, some trees were downed, and at this hour, some people are still without power. Governor Ivey said today the recovery process will take some time. The preliminary hearing for State Representative Will Dismukes has been postponed. The hearing set for today has been rescheduled for October 13th. Dismukes is facing a first-degree theft of property charge in Montgomery County. He's accused of stealing several $1,000s from a former employer years ago. Denmark's Mountaintop Industries announced it will open a new manufacturing facility in Montgomery. Mountaintop Industries makes aluminum roll covers for pickup trucks. The new Montgomery facility will create 90 full-time jobs. It's expected to be up and running by the end of the year. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The effects around the circulation of Sally continue to fade out. For tonight, we'll even a small chance of a shower. In fact, tonight and tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow's high up to about 80. But boy, oh boy, I'm excited about the weekend temperatures. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small rain chance. You know, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are tiny. It's going to feel more like fall on the last weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Because if you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure and hell take care of running a, you know, department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever, you know what I mean? Because if you could take care...
That's the guy that's in the lead in the election right
there.
Yeah,
right.
Today. I think that medication they've got on is wearing out. Daniel, we have just a quick minute for you before we talk to Brant McDonald. What's up?
Hey, yeah, I was just going to tell you, I heard y'all talking about all the damage down there.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't understand is a really close friend of mine, that was a big pecan orchard down there in the Daphne area.
Yeah.
And he and four of his fellow farmers had the best bumper crop of pecans in history, and they lost everything. All the trees are on the ground.
No.
People don't realize that when you have insurance on a corn crop, you can plant next year. And this is a guy that I went to Auburn with back in 1991. Hmm. He said, Dana, I don't know what I'm going to do because it takes 10 years to get a tree big enough to grow a pecan on. I lost my entire orchard. It's all laying on the ground because we had 30 inches of rain.
Man.
So I know a lot of people lost property. They have insurance. But he said, Dana, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I've lost my entire livelihood. So think about the farmers down there, the pecan orchard down there, that he and four of his fellow colleague farmers have lost their entire livelihood, and they can't just rebuild like a house. So enjoy the show, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks,
Thank
man.
You. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Wow. That's
sad.
It is.
And Lord help him.
The fact that Rich is already looking at yet another Gulf system.
It's relentless.
And being 2020, would you be surprised if we're dealing with something, at the end of next week?
Nothing surprises me anymore.
Let's welcome Mr. Wright on the money. Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Greg. How's it going, buddy?
Well, tell us about what you observed today in your job and... the market was no big whoop one way or the other, down just marginally. But what's the big story of the day in business?
Well, first of all, I think it's key to understand and really think about exactly what happened yesterday, you know, with the Fed.
Yes.
And there's been tons and tons of controversy over what the Fed is attempting to do. And if you really parse through the statement and through the press conference and Chairman Powell's response, it's pretty obvious that he's kicking this over to Congress. The Fed can only do so much. They can't create, you know, raw demand. They can't just create incomes for people. And they really need Washington to kind of get it together on the stimulus side. But so that was a big deal. The other thing is the market is certainly concerned about the fallout of all of this, all of these policy actions. All you had to do was look today at the metals and mining and raw materials, and you see prices going up, and the market's clearly worried about inflation. But the other thing is, man, you know, we're still with these tech stocks. I don't know if you saw this huge IPO yesterday, company called Snowflake. I mean, the valuations are absurd. I mean, they are totally absurd, and it's very reminiscent to me of the dot-com frenzy.
Yes.
In late 99 going into 2000, and you know, that didn't end so well. So we're trying to be very careful to remove a lot of that froth, make sure we don't have that type of exposure in our portfolios, because I, in fact, I'll tell you, I was talking with a really, really well-known person. He was on CNBC this afternoon in an exclusive interview, and he and I had a long conversation this morning, and he said to me, "Brant, I'm telling you, if you've got exposure to like the NASDAQ and these large cap techs, you need to take that down immediately." He's convinced that we're looking at least a 20% sell-off, and could be more, just because the valuations are so rich. And so people who know us at our firm know that we really, the big thing that we try to do is to really, really manage risk as much as humanly possible. And this, I think, is probably a classic example of, yes, it's nice and they all have these big gains, you know, but at some point you probably do need to harvest some of those gains and remove that, as my buddy said, take that thing down. You know, it's just that part really kind of concerns me. But I do think we're going to see a massive rotation. I'm expecting it into some of these value names. And like I've been saying for weeks and weeks, you know, it seems to me the whole world has been pushed into the same, what I call the same trade. It's treasuries and it's investment grade corporates and all these mega cap tech stocks. And we're all the whole world's in the same corner of the room. All it's going to take is a little bit of a hint of inflation, a little bit of a spark, and you're going to see a flood of rotation out of that. So for guys like me, Greg, we want to be on the other side before that happens.
Right.
You know, so that's sort of the interesting take that I'm getting from all of this. And, you know, and as I said, though, we believe we're well prepared for that. So
that's why we turn to you for analysis on a daily basis, and that look ahead. Reading, I hate to use the term tea leaves, because we know that is not a factual way to predict the future, but metaphorically speaking, I think I'm accurate with that. I was going to ask, is gold still holding strong going up? It's right around 2,000 an ounce, right?
Yes, it is. And gold has, I would say they're probably around, I can't remember exactly, but I think it's about 10% higher on about a 7 to 8 year multi-year breakout.
Mm-hmm.
Silver is starting to do the same thing. Many of the metals in mining are doing this. You're also seeing it show up in agriculture. Anywhere where you're going to be able to clearly find what we call price discovery, where you're going to see meaningful movement in prices. So you know, yeah, the answer is yes. It's still holding up, and I think we're in a major secular move.
One of the story, like your take on, because you network with people who are successful, and today the governor of New Jersey and state lawmakers there put together a deal to raise taxes on the state's millionaires. Are they not watching what's happening, as you've told us, in Manhattan with people fleeing to avoid this? We look at what's going on in California. This is pandering to the dumbest elements of society, because millionaires provide jobs. Taxing them at ridiculous rates, as they're planning to do, is going to, because there's no law that says you got to stay in New Jersey if you're rich. They want to take your money there. And I think that's a bad move for the long term. Speaking in long term, that's a bad move for the state of New Jersey.
There's no doubt about it. And it's pretty obvious. You know, Trump threw them meaningful help. But what he wasn't going to do is he wasn't going to bail them out for years and years and years of very, very poor mismanagement. By these politicians who've gotten themselves in a hole, and so you know, and this is the clear, stark difference between, you know, a Democrat in office versus a Republican. This is some tough medicine, you know, that they're having to swallow. And yeah, you're right. They think they can do this, but not in a time like this. People will get up and move, and we're seeing massive. Migration trends, demographic shifts across the country, and a real, what we call disintermediation, a moving away from urbanism out into, you know, these smaller communities. So it's a really interesting phenomenon in a time that we're going through.
It is. Folks, this is why it's good, if you've never taken time out in your busy life to sit down for the sole purpose of having a conversation with a financial planner like Brant McDonald, do it. This is how successful people work. They get information, they gather information, and they work with someone like Brant to build a plan long term for the future. So that, and there's always going to be waves, but ride the wave upward over time and build your future, achieve your future dreams and goals with help from someone like Brant. And the amazing people that are part of that staff at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management starts with dollar number one, but you don't have to bring it to your meeting. Just sit down and have a conversation about you and your future. 387-0094 is the number, 387-0094. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Tomorrow's Friday. Brant, if you want to join us at the opening bell, we'll be here.
All right, we'll try and do that. I'm actually headed to Orange Beach with a generator.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. So many folks locally suffered big losses down there. It's just so sad. But hope that the recovery is quick for you, man, and everybody down there. Wish them well. We'll be thinking about them. Thanks for your time, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye. Y'all take care.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It is 5:23.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on Taylor Road headed to East Chase and I-85, just before East Chase, we have an accident on the right-hand side of the road, a moderate crash, but traffic seems to be getting by it okay. Just use caution there. Watch out for boots on the ground. Atlanta Highway and Arrowhead still got a disabled vehicle hanging out there. Watch out for it. Moderate traffic around the city on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
President Trump has restored the idea of America.
Keep America great! Exclamation point.
The Dow Jones made history today, closing over 26,000 points for the first time.
This is a standout report.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What magic wand do you have?
Hand me down the walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
I'm going to bomb the out of them.
And he did.
The collusion delusion is over.
Your fake news.
Mr. President. Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President. Mr. President, are you...
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Oh, this dude is outside.
So much winning.
Everything he does.
Every day is NASCAR.
Seems to come out right.
Donald Trump, keeper of promises.
And all the news, I guess, keeping time.
I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
America is winning again. With your help on November 3rd, 2020, can you believe it's right around the corner? So you ready? Let's go. Let me hear it.
love it. Yeah, that is, and I love that song. So they picked a great song. Many times I stood at the front end of the disco
in the DJ booth,
mixing Rubber Band Man with trying to figure out whatever beats per minute I could segue that into. When disco was actually pretty good, I'll say it. I couldn't say it then, but I can say it now.
Had its moments.
Joining us now, and we were texting earlier this afternoon, and I hope he was impressed. And Rosie is my witness, and everybody knows Rosie has never lied in her life.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
In the last 10 years?
Well, I don't think so.
Not knowingly. There you go.
Okay. For the last 3 days, I've been reminding people, Jeff Mallinson of Georgia Floors Direct, that you guys are the go-to people, knowing that we were going to have, you know, upwards of 6 inches of rain. There was going to be flooding. There was going to be damaged flooring. That you guys have had so much experience with this over the years to keep you in mind if they're in that situation today.
Yeah, I kind of like to consider myself to be a little bit like Rich Thomas on the nights before a storm. I stay up late thinking, okay, we're going to
we've got a lot of business that's going to be coming. There's going to be people that need help, and you know, where we hate to see people get in a situation where their homes are damaged, because that's an inconvenience to anybody. You know, we want to be there to help it get back to normal very quickly. And, you know, that's what we offer at Georgia Floors Direct. So many things we offer, but besides our merry band of floyers, as you call us, and our smiling faces, you know, we have a low price promise, which guarantees you're not going to pay more than anywhere. You're going to get the best price here. Matter of fact, I was just looking over, you know, at one of the big box stores. They had this 60-ounce nylon carpet or polyester carpet for like $2.69 a square foot. I'm selling a 70-ounce nylon carpet for $2.49 a square foot, and they have to order theirs, and it's going to be 3 weeks before you get it. Mine's in stock, and I've got rolls and rolls. We got, I think, about 40 rolls in today. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm doing here now. I'm just receiving merchandise, making sure it gets priced correctly. So, you know, over your traditional flooring store that you're going to go in and order off of a sample, with us, you're going to come in, you're going to order rolls. We've got pallet, luxury vinyl plank, and luxury vinyl tile in stock. We've got hardwood in stock. We've got sheet vinyl in stock, carpet in stock. We've got literally got thousands of room-sized remnants. I've got two giant red containers behind my store, and we're selling 60, 70, 80-ounce nylon remnants for $8 a square yard.
Wow.
And, you know, you can't buy it for that from the manufacturer. But anyways, I know there's a lot of people out there right now that are having, you know, water troubles, and over the next couple of days, there's going to be more water coming in. So, you know, we stretch out, of course, outside of Montgomery. We do work from the coast all the way up to Birmingham and that way north, west to east as well. So,
well, one thing I knew for sure, even though we hadn't directly spoken, is that you are out in front of these kind of situations ahead of time and in preparation mode to deal quickly with people who want to get ruined flooring out and get it replaced.
And that's right. And, you know, a lot of times somebody says, hey, you know, we got to come in and make a decision, and we'll say, well, hey, let us go ahead and get out there. Let's get the carpet pulled out.
Right.
Let's get those floors dried. And you know, if it's something that we can't do, we know the people that we can get them to get those floors dried. Of course, we can get any floor up. That's what we do. But, you know, we want to make sure that insurance guidelines are followed and safety guidelines are followed, and we want to do everything we're supposed to do. But we're professionals. You know, business partner Dick McAdams, he's been in business in Normandale. He opened up in 58. Mm-hmm. We've been here on the bypass since 69. Mm-hmm. I think we're the oldest flooring store in the River Region. And, you know, we love our customers. We realize they have a choice to go anywhere we want to. We got a lot of good competition here in town, but I think Georgia Floors Direct is the best place.
Well, and above and beyond all that, Jeff, is that this is not your first rodeo. And with each situation where flooding occurs here, I remember back in 2009, first time we had that major foot of rain in May for no particular reason other than that's the way God planned it that day, how good you are at getting in and getting these situations taken care of. So, Jeff, is there a number we can give if people want to call after hearing this message?
Absolutely. I'm going to give two numbers because, you know, if I'm not here at the store and somebody needs to get in touch with you, you can call my cell number, and I give my cell number out, and that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But the store number, of course, is 334-244-7004. My cell number is 334-294-5218. And feel free to text me or call me, and, you know, I can get, you know, I'm here with Jonathan Hibbert right now. He's an amazing serviceman. He just helps so many people, and I'll be happy to get you in touch with him or any of the other guys here that are just super happy to get on that job and get it taken care of and get it turned around for you so you're not having to live in that situation too long.
All right, Jeff, I have those numbers written down here, so if you missed them over the air, you can call Rosie at 272-9228. We'll pass them along to you. Thanks for taking the time to join us today, and thanks again for all your years of support for Free Speech and Talk Radio.
Yep.
Hey, guys, thank y'all. Take care.
Thanks, a good friend. Sir. It is 534.
Good job.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on Taylor Road coming from Vaughan, just before you get to East Chase and I-85, we have an accident on the right-hand side of the road. Traffic is backed up to about Berry Hill Place and almost to Halcyon Boulevard now, but you can get by this accident. It's on the right-hand side of the road. Just use caution there. Elsewhere around the city, we're just very busy everywhere with folks getting off work downtown Montgomery trying to get out of town. The boulevard congested, as well as I-65 and 85, heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Registration for midterm B classes going on now through October 10th at Trenum State Community College. Call 420-4200, Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today, everyone is expecting you to maintain a new level of clean, from customers and employees to students and staff. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. We'll keep you well stocked with cleaning supplies, professionally laundered uniforms, and other essentials like face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them too. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The effects around the circulation of Sally continue to fade out. For tonight, we'll even a small chance of a shower. In fact, tonight and tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow's high up to about 80. But boy, oh boy, I'm excited about the weekend temperatures. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night around 60. We'll even a small rain chance. You know, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are tiny. It's going to feel more like fall on the last weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Do you love hit songs? And do you love pharmaceuticals and pain relief? Then you're going to love Pill Pop. Pill Pop is the new music collection of tired hit songs being used in commercials. Like Ozempic.
Once weekly, Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes.
You also get Nazareth, but for Asper Cream.
Doing the things we love can be painful. Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief.
See your doctor about Pill Pop. Download it today. No prescription needed.
Boy, it's disgusting to read this piece about Michelle Obama.
Uh-huh.
Her power and influence with Netflix apparently not used to discourage airing cuties and sexualizing kids.
Sick.
That's their real value, folks. Make no mistake, she is a fraud. Joining us now from, is it sunny in Florida today, honey?
It is.
Woohoo.
That's because you're there.
I know. I'm just a ray of sunshine. My husband will disagree with you as he sits here right next to me. We are hiding from Steven in my mom's car.
Oh, hiding in the car you're doing this.
Yeah, we just went to go get the 4D, 5D ultrasound pictures.
Yes,
Wow. I know. So you can share. You can share that with the studio.
Well, I did show the nurse Rosie.
Yes.
You can see her little face.
I know. That's amazing.
Did I send you the one where you can see her foot, like, by her head, like a little chicken leg, and that's her foot.
I will pull that one up now.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that these images are so detailed.
Yeah.
When there was ultrasound when Janelle was in progress, but they weren't quite as detailed.
Technology.
Yeah, you had to try to figure out all the moving parts.
Yeah.
Well, and this is the first time, so, you know, everybody keep in mind out there, we've been discussing all of these things about the Rona and all of the things that we have not been able to do. My husband has not been able to go to a single ultrasound appointment. That's the first time that he's been able to see his daughter, and I'm 33 weeks.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah, think about that. Think about all the dads out there, because, you know, we do family law, represent men. Think about all the dads out there that haven't been able to see their unborn children on an ultrasound screen.
That's a good point.
And there's just so many other situations that are parallel to that, with people not being able to visit loved ones in hospitals. Yeah. And
it's just ridiculous. I mean, there's so many emotional things that just we've had to make excuses for that are really unnecessary. Because you know what? Like, what's the difference between him going, I'm there, we live together. If I'm exposed, he's exposed. Like, put a mask on. Call it a day.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, but it's like, come on. So what happened with Michelle Obama and Cuties?
Well, you know, she's on the board of directors of Netflix. Netflix, for whatever reason, thought it was a good idea to give them over $60 million in fees.
Mm.
And this is a woman who has considerable power.
Oh, yeah.
And she is
done. Is she really a woman, Greg?
Well,
I don't think she is, but that's my opinion.
Let's put it this way. Somebody's been playing hide the salami. Dancing on the Ellen Show? Come on. I mean, what is that?
So my husband and I, you know, we have a Netflix account currently. And let me just say this. We have already decided that, you know, I went to look when it expires because I've already paid for this month.
Mm-hmm.
We're canceling it. And the only reason we haven't canceled it yet is because we are almost through with watching the Cobra Kai series. On Netflix.
Oh, the Cobra Kai. That's like the Karate Kid or something,
isn't
it?
Sounds like.
What do you mean it's like the Karate Kid? It is the Karate Kid, but set in modern day, and it is amazing.
I like Ralph Macchio much better than My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that was a better movie.
Cobra Kai.
I mean, I'm sure people will disagree with me, but like.
Let me ask
My Cousin Vinny is a much better movie than Karate Kid.
Well, the Karate Kid, first of all, can you imagine any parent today allowing their kid to continue in a physical combat sport with a broken foot? I mean,
Greg said, can you imagine any parent that would allow a child to continue in a physical competition with a broken foot? And it's so funny you say that because earlier today I was like, I am totally a Cobra Kai parent. Like, Steven wouldn't be in Miyagi Doji. He'd be in Cobra Kai. You're like, okay, Declan. Like,
oh, boy. The big bad dojo.
I mean, my kid would have... I won't ruin it for the listeners out there that haven't seen, but I recommend the Cobra Kai series. It's much more entertaining than Tiger King, and you know how much I love the Tiger King.
Yes.
So, go watch it, Greg.
Speaking of animals and tigers, did you hear about our little tragedy?
I can't even talk about it.
Uh-oh.
I gave a I care emoji on Facebook. I was very upset to see that news yesterday.
Yeah. Little
Was it natural causes?
She actually outlived the average possum by about a year or more.
How long do possums live?
Three, generally.
Is that all?
Really?
Wow.
I feel like possums live longer than
so
that.
So did I.
Well, they can live five or six or seven, but Penelope was the queen. And when I last saw her, which was back in March, I noticed that she had gotten very gray. But I just remember so many wonderful evenings after we'd have our dinner. She would bring Penelope out, and I always showed up with grapes and berries, and Penelope liked yogurt. And it was just so cute to see her sitting there just chowing down, holding
the little cross eyes.
I know, with the little fruit in her hands.
I didn't know what to say to Janelle, so I just did the I care emoji on Facebook.
That's nice.
I
mean, because what do you say when somebody loses a possum? It's like...
Yeah, and that is, but she rescued, and as horrible, I think Penelope may have been attacked by a dog or something. When they found her, she was near death.
Oh, my goodness.
They nurtured her back, and of course, once a possum has been rescued like that, they can't be let loose because they wouldn't be able to survive. And I have learned so much from that little creature, and I'm going to do a magazine column on her.
Oh, good. I did read this month. Boom.
Oh, you did?
Dane and I actually picked up a hard copy of it.
Well.
And we read it in the office.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. I did. You know, I would have texted you and been like, this is crap. But, like, no, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
It's good to have an honest friend. Let me tell you.
I'm that friend.
Hey, when you get back, we'll have some more pies for you to deliver, too.
Hey, Jared, did you guys eat all those pies? Yes.
Good. We love our
pies
police.
Pies are all consumed.
We love our police.
Yeah, so, well, how's the weather there? It cleared up? Everything good?
It's still a little breezy and cloudy. We have, what you're going to miss, you may be driving back into it over the weekend, is a cool front that's going to keep the highs in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday.
That's going to be nice.
And then fall officially arrives, I think, on Monday. So,
well, fall officially arrived at my house before I left because I already got all my pumpkins.
Oh, that's right. You have all the decor out. I forget.
I'm like Labor Day weekend, it comes out.
There you go.
And so I catch a lot of hell for it, but you know what? That's how we do things.
What do you got planned while you're down there? By the way, anything unusual to report from my old stomping grounds?
No, nothing really unusual. I took Jared to Aruba's today for lunch. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed that. He is going on a deep sea kayaking trip in the morning.
Wow.
And they've been catching, some sailfish and some of the larger fish. So hopefully he'll catch something tomorrow, and my mom and I are going to have a day with Steven. And then I think actually Monday we're looking at the weather. We might take Steven on a real airboat ride.
Oh, wow.
That is really cool. That's one thing I never got around to doing when I was living down there. And I think if I had the opportunity now, I'd probably give it a shot.
It's really loud.
I think we're like 90% there. The only problem is Steven has absolutely no fear whatsoever. And, you know, when you're in an airboat, you're close to the water.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You have to be real mindful. I mean, you're almost in the water.
Let him drive.
I watched the Flex Seal commercials with the little chubby guy in the Flex Seal boat going through the Everglades. So,
we want to do it. It's just me being, 9 months pregnant, I'm not as fast or...
It is so easy for me to envision you commandeering an airboat on the Everglades with your belly aiming the direction of the...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past me. We just need to make sure that we can control him because he's a very quick 3-year-old. And, when they stop, some of those gators have no fear. They'll come right up to the airboat.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely. Yeah, no,
we just need to make sure that we can control the child.
Good move.
The operators, I'm sure, will help you with that, too. In the meantime, we'll be here tomorrow if you want to join us from an airboat.
I'll give you a call.
We've never had a call from an airboat.
Today.
All right.
I saw the guitar today, Greg. You're not missing anything.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Have a good night, guys.
All right. Of course, Jacqueline Tomlinson, part of Delkin Tomlinson, as she mentioned, they represent men in matters of divorce. So if there's a situation and you want an advocate who provides that in your corner kind of feeling, that level of support that's so important, not just knowing the law, but who is a real advocate and looking out for your best interest, call Delkin Tomlinson at 819-4810. And with divorce on the rise at about 37% this year because of the pandemic, people spending more time together than normal, routines turned upside down. A consultation is advised before you make any rash decisions. 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's take a final glimpse at the roads this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The accident on Taylor Road near East Chase is clear now, and traffic is congested on Taylor Road this afternoon, but everybody seems to be getting where they're going. Around the boulevard, we are very busy everywhere this afternoon, especially East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Baptist. Got a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway all the way out to Taylor Road. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents to report to you right now anywhere. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck?
Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit Duval'sLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit Duval'sLandscapes.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I look thirsty too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
It is 5:53. We hope it has been, in fact, a happy Thursday for you.
No.
All right. Any chance you can salvage what's left of the day?
No.
Well, listening to this show...
No.
Okay. Well, we try. I mean, we can't succeed all the time. At 7 minutes before the top of the hour. So just a little bit of a preview, recap, et cetera, today. There is... just bringing it to your attention. Another area of disturbed weather showing up in the Gulf near the Bay of Campeche.
Oh, God, not the Bay of Campeche.
Yeah. And they say it could develop and go anywhere from due west to Mexico to the Florida Panhandle. We're in between there. I don't know that we've ever seen an area get hit with a devastation like they did in lower Alabama and then get hit a second time like...
It's not fair.
I mean, areas do get hit more than once. Obviously, it's happened all over Galveston, New Orleans, and so forth, and certainly Mobile. Sure. In fact, one of the most amazing images to come out of this situation with Sally was the juxtaposition on the same date.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
This really freaked Rich out. that Ivan made landfall September 16th, 2004. The storms were, the eyes of those storms were almost overlaid perfectly. Mm-hmm.
It's freaky.
But, so lightning will strike twice. 16 years apart is one thing. A week apart, that's a whole different ballgame. So,
yeah.
I know he'll be watching that. He's already concerned about it.
It's what he does. It's his passion.
So, we got this wonderful weather coming in this weekend. What do you have at Adams Motorsports that we can celebrate that with?
Oh, gosh, man. We got side-by-sides. We got motorcycles. Especially when it's coming in the 70s, it's motorcycle weather, man. Put the proper gear on. Don't ever ride in shorts and flip-flops. Wear long pants, boots, a good jacket. Just always be thinking, how am I going to fare if I should go down? You always got to think that. Wear a good helmet. Gloves, of course, and get out there and ride, man. This is motorcycle weather. Every road that you've been down 1,000 times, you go down it once on a bike, it's a visceral overload. It's totally different. The smells, the feeling, the wind, it's just incredible. It's a great experience. If you've never ridden, we can arrange for you to be taught by professionals on how to ride. They provide everything. All you got to do is show up. When you get where, you know, depending on your skill level, we have a bike for you. The most important advice I can give you is buy the one that turns you on. Buy the one that really does it for you. Whether it's in my store or someone else's store, you've got to be happy because the motorcycles are very emotional. That's the cool thing about them. But that, get out on the side-by-side. Take the family for a camping trip, man. Just get out with your family and enjoy what God's given us. We're so fortunate. This is a beautiful state. We got state parks. We got the ocean. We got everything. We got mountains. Just get out and have a good time. That's what it's all about. That's what we do. That's what we provide. At Adams Motorsports.
And, by the way, a fantastic service department to support your purchase. And, of course, it's 99 days until Christmas
now. Unreal. We are doing Christmas layaway already. So come pick it out. We'll throw it in the back. Make sure nothing happens to it. Put a big red bow on it. Come Christmas, you're the hero, and everybody's happy.
Yeah, and something that'll make this Christmas memorable. And, boy, if there's ever a year to try and make Christmas memorable.
This is the year.
Ending on a positive note with something that the whole family can look forward to enjoying.
Exactly. We'll see.
Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. 24/7. AdamsMotorsports.com.
Yes, sir.
We'll end with some music.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We went
dancing across the USA.
Just stay.